USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has signed the $2.2 trillion coronavirus recovery bill.
I think we're going to have a tremendous rebound at the end of the year, toward the end of the year. I think we're going to have a rebound like we have never seen before. Even now, it wants to rebound. You can see it, feel it.
The measure provides hundreds of billions of dollars in direct payments to most people in the country. It increases unemployment benefits as well as loans and grants to businesses. There's also money for state and local governments, as well as the nation's weakening healthcare system. During a coronavirus briefing, the president criticized Washington State Governor Jay Inslee and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
I guess complaining would be a nice way of saying it. We're building hospitals. We've done a great job for the state of Washington. Michigan, all she does is she has no idea what's going on, and all she does is say, oh, it's the federal government's fault.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden spoke during a CNN town hall meeting. He said, based on data he's gotten from medical experts, things will probably return to normal sometime in June. He said, though, that no one really knows for certain.
What we do know is that it's a false choice to make, saying that you either open the economy or everything goes to hell, or in fact you take care of the medical side. You cannot make this economy grow until you deal with the virus.
Currently, there are over 104,000 reported coronavirus cases in the country and nearly 2,000 deaths. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has become the first leader of a major country to test positive for the COVID-19 virus. There have been three new outbreaks appearing in the U.S. Deaths are now surging in Italy and also in Spain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
The NRA is trying to block California from closing gun stores during the pandemic. USA's John Hunt has more.
Plaintiffs, including the National Rifle Association, have sought in Los Angeles federal court to block the local sheriffs from shutting down gun stores. The civil suit names as defendants L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who ordered most businesses to close in the state. The sheriff finally announced he would move forward with closing down those firearms retailers. Gun stores were not named by the state as essential businesses that would be exempt from Newsom's closures, but the governor said he would leave it up to the sheriffs across the state to decide. The lawsuit, citing Second Amendment right to bear arms, argues the government may not engage in deprivation of constitutional liberties during a time of crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Eye doctors have some new warnings during the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The American Academy of Ophthalmologists urging people who wear contacts to switch to glasses during the coronavirus outbreak. They say people who wear contacts touch their faces and eyes several times a day, putting in the contacts, adjusting them, and taking them out. And that increases the risk of virus droplets getting into the eyes, either through someone coughing or sneezing or touching a surface that has the virus and then touching your eyes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.